"Come in, my dear," said Burroughs. The next night, Burroughs was in Philadelphia. He prowled the streets, evaluating risk and gauging his chances for success. He had a room to go back to this time, a long walk across the city. He walked for hours, finding no success. Then, just after midnight, he was passing an alley when a bum shambled from the shadows.
"Spare some change, mister?"
The voice was wet, gummy, and a sour smell emanated from the man. "Sure thing," Burroughs said. "Let's just step in here a bit, and I'll see what I've got." The next day, Burroughs returned to Boston on the bus. He was happy with his expedition, which had proved fruitful and convinced him of the rightness of his new life. He resolved to go back to his old routine, albeit with a different attitude. The next morning, he stopped by the newsstand.
"Hey, Mr. Burroughs," said Petey. "Haven't seen you for a time. How you been?"
"Oh, you know," winked Burroughs. "Same old, same old." He laid a $50 bill on the counter.
"I'll take a globe, Petey, and a pack of Camels. Keep the change."
Petey looked like he might choke.
"Ah, Mr. Burroughs."
"Yes, what's the matter, Petey? You don't have bills to pay?"
"Of course, but..."
"But nothing, Petey. You're a good guy. I wanted to share my good fortune. Buy you and your wife something nice. Maybe take her out to a good dinner."
"Hey, I'll do that. Thanks, Mr. Burroughs.
See you soon." Burroughs tucked the cigarettes into his pocket and the globe under his arm. He walked to the T station and rode into the city, getting off at the public garden. He found a bench in a sunny spot, lit a cigarette, and casually took his time reading the paper. Sometime later, he noticed a little girl standing by watching him. When she saw him look up, she spoke.
"What happened to your hands?"
He smiled.
"A great big crocodile came up and bit them off, like this."
He held his hands up and gnashed his teeth and roared. The girl cried out and took off. Burroughs laughed and thought he might get a nice lunch in Faneuil Hall. That afternoon, he was back at the VA. One of the staff called out to him.
"Hey, Mr. Burroughs, you got a call a couple of days ago. A lady named Teresa McNair was trying to get a hold of you."
Burroughs stared. The name was out of the past, 100 years too late. Or was it? He swallowed. "Did she leave a number?"
"Nah, she said you had it."
Burroughs could have slammed his head against the wall. He remembered tossing away the scrap of paper with her number, convinced she'd never want to talk to him again.
"I don't have the number, but I do know she's an..."